Okay, good morning, everybody. So we continue on the discussion of Perakid Beis, the Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin. So just to review, it's always good to sort of see the entire Perak and its structure. So the Perak begins with the two essential criterion, the sine qua non, for being able to proceed with the Dini Nefashos, the Hasra, which is the subject of Halacha Beis. And then in addition to that, absolute knowledge that the man that you have in the dock, again, is the right man. We talked yesterday about Kesen Ma'imin Asa'edim. I thought the Yerah Ali, especially in conjunction with the Chutz and Rachok, suggested the Rambam subscribe to both Dinim, that Bezdin shouldn't be near in Kirat Tzchanim, and also V'hitzilu Ha'eda, the potential for Hatzala. So it made a lot of sense to include that Yerah Ali in a halacha, which is all about Iyaf Shel Hachzor Nefesh Achas Mishra'el La'olam. The next halacha, halacha dalet, is about the iser of inoy hadin, which is a pretty shocking halacha in terms of its scope, and it teaches us a number of critical factors. One of them is very much omeid al haperek, in terms of adam ba'adam, a topic that we've addressed in other contexts, and the other relates to zakin mamre and just how chomer an institution that is. So the Rama writes, "Mishandigma dino nemashin oso eli harig biyomo." This is part of the reason we discussed about not doing dina nefashos and erev Shabbos and erev Yontif. Right, as we said, we're not worried about the innocent; we're worried about the guilty. And even to be ma'ana for a day is like intolerable. And I guess that gives us a little bit of an insight into the cruelty of what goes on, you know, in our society, in Western society. So Avilu Haisa Ubra in Mamtina Lad Shetelet, Umakino Sakeneged Beis HaHirayon, Ad Sheyamo Savlad Tchila, Sekemer Narachin, Daf Zayin, Aval, Im Yashval Amashper, Mamtina Lad Shetelet, V'chol Isha Shetehareg, Motor Lehanos Bisara. So this is a pretty radical halacha, right? We're saying that Inoy Hadin is so severe that we're willing to be deliberately mapil as savlad. Now, this obviously has many, many implications for Adam ba'Adam, right? The Ran and the Chulin, famously cited by, Reb Chaim Ozer and others in dealing with this issue, right, says, as far as this, deliberate act of killing the Vlad, I use the term deliberately, says lo chayshinan given lo yatzel avir olam, which leads people to wonder, is this only nisr derabanan? And that's a little bit beyond their scope for now, but we should at least take stock of the fact that this obviously indicates at minimum the extreme severity of inoy hadin, because whatever you think about the nature of hapala subarim, our willingness to do this, lo chayshina and achi yitzi lavir haolam is a shocking thing. Achi yamu savlad tchila. Avalim yashval amashber mamtina la achi teled, right? So that's like a gufa acher. Lecha mishnah raises the machlokis rashi tosos, whether she has to be yoshevis ala mashber kodim gemar din or afilu la achar gemar din. Tosos saying afilu la achar gemar din. And it says the Rambam, is silent on the matter. I disagree. Lefi ani is daiti. Not sure why the Lecha Mishnah thinks that the Rambam didn't issue a psak on this. He says Rabbeinu lo biyir daito bazeh, as he says explicitly, Mishandigmar dino in mashna soli harig biyoma afilu haisa ubra in mamtin la shetele makinus akineged beis harayon avali miyashval amashber. This is all Mishandigmar dino mamtin la shetele. So it's clearly la harig mardin. I think I don't see why they're a little confused as to what the Lecha Mishnah's suffix was. I think that's point number one. Point number two has to do with the Gemara and Sanhedrin Daf Peites. We have machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda about the Zakin Mamre. Rabbi Kiva paskins that were mamten on a regel, v'chol Yisrael yishmo v'yirod, v'lo yizidunod. And Rabbi Yehuda says, what about the Inoy Hadin? If Inoy Hadin is a permission structure to kill a Vlad, so that must mean that, there's really nothing to justify that. But Rabbi Kiva felt that Zakin Mamre, the assault on Torah, was such a crime that here it's not just Arba Tzrich and Hachraza, but it's really, Mimisin Oso Beregel, that we're, and it's really a shocking phenomenon, right? Something which is so severe in Isser that allows us to terminate a Vlad, right? Kodim Gemara Din, Lachar Gemara Din, whatever you think, Derabanan Do Raisa, it seems like a shocking thing that, we just don't wait a few months. You would think, who's this halacha for anyway? The Isha, doesn't she want to have the child? Wouldn't it? I would imagine that this is something that, we would be, if we're really worried about her psychic pain. But anyway, you know, once the halacha concludes, it's a big chiddush to me that, you know, we need to move forward with things right away, that Inui Hadin requires us to put her to death right away, including the Vlad, whatever the implications that are. So that means that basically, you know, it trumps everything. So the idea that Zakin Mamre trumps it, right, and that we're Ma'ana is, not for Rabbi Yehuda, but for Rabbi Akiva, you know, Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechavero, the idea that we're going to literally allow this person to hang around until the regel, however long that is, 6 months, it could be, right, from Sukkot to Pesach, right, is obviously an indication of just how significant it is, the need to implement the death penalty, you know, biregel, b'alias, kol Yisrael, in front of the whole Jewish people, v'chol Yisrael, yishmu v'yirav, lo yizinunon, that the ignominious element of Zakin Mamre is such that it overcomes Inui Hadin itself, is an absolutely remarkable, striking halacha.